All right, Mr. Rollin.
Uh-huh.
All right. Let's see. I'm actually trying to see if I can locate any information. So basically, you're inquiring about Jeff. I'm trying to get you over to one of my supervisors, one of the call center supervisors that would have that information for you. But they're not, I guess apparently they're not sure who Jeff is either. So that's quite, let's see here, far-fetched. So what is the email that you have for Jeffrey?
Well, let me go back to that. Nobody knows Jeffrey. Jeffrey dot roeder at xpo.com.
And that was a double D, right? Rodder, rotor.
No, just one D.
Just one D. Okay, sorry about that. Maybe it's the static in the phone. I'm sorry. Let's see. Okay, and let's see, that's Jeffrey's email, and you said that Jeffrey's located out of Iowa? Okay, because I'm asking them for information, and nobody apparently knows who that is, so they're telling me I need to send this to my region, to our regional, to let them know that you're calling in about what you're calling about, but I'm letting them know that you're only asking about Jeffrey, and that's, and you're very specific with that, and they're not giving me a lot of help there, so I'm gonna email this to Regional. Do you perhaps have an email or
I'm kind of confused
contact
because
number?
everyone should know who I am just from that job I gave you. You should have every bit of information on me, my email, my installer number, everything.
Let's see. All right, so let's see here. And you said a year. Do you have a contact number I can, place on this email as well?
Yeah, 785-554-3252. Did you find any information about me on that order?
On the order, on the particular ticket you provided me for the Julia chick? Let's see. Oh, Ron White, you own Westwood Plumbing, right? Ah, okay. So yes, I see that, and I see your contact number, and you're okay. I am sorry about that. I have located that. Okay, so let's see here. So I'm gonna send over this information, the owner of Westwood Plumbing. Okay, I was not aware of that.
Do you know who Gerald McLean is? Would love to talk to somebody today, but I've got customers wanting to know how quick we're going to be able to get to this. And I was embarrassed to tell them I can't get through to my manager and haven't been able for a few weeks now. So I kind of feel like somebody's really dropping the ball there and I'd like to get a call back right away. Here's another manager, Gerald McLean. I got his email.
Okay, and Gerald McLean's email.
Yeah, you want it?
Most certainly.
GERALD.MCCLAIN@XPO.com.
Okay.
These are all your managers. You guys ought to have some kind of big screen you go to and attached to the orders or something, but I don't know. Everybody's like, well, because of this virus thing, we're all just going to like take a break and watch TV and not worry about anything. I'm like, wait a minute, we got to keep it going somehow. We can't do that.
Okay.
And I tried dialing. I have a phone number for. Yeah, here. That's the phone number from my manager. Goes right to busy, and that's anytime he calls during the day. So apparently, it's his phone shut off or something, or disconnected. It's the XPO phone. All right, I'm gonna let you go. I'll watch for a call back.
All right, so you're fine. So I've updated all the information here as far as I can on my end to send up to the area manager. Well, my area manager. Our regional manager, I'm sorry, that way they can update you on this order here or on what they can do in regards to. So just look out for an update, okay?
Yeah, and that's, I hope you put it in there. There's about five or six orders that I'm waiting to hear on or still open, one should have been closed or whatever, but just basically need to know if I've got any manager support or not, so.
Oh, certainly.
All right, I'll let you go.
That.
Thanks.
Not a problem. And is there anything else?